The Dairy Roadmap has been the precursor of why we're here today, and I just want to make a couple of points about this as it relates to the overall issue of the industry. When we launched the roadmap, the roadmap a little while ago, also here in the House of Commons, and I read the report, one thing jumped out of me so starkly, and that is that many of the most profitable dairy producers on farms actually had the lowest carbon footprint. And therefore, for people to say, well, I can't afford all this, actually, there is a very strong argument that says you can't afford not to do it. And that came out of that very, very clearly. The second issue, and this is perhaps moving us more to today, is the issue of general ability to be productive and competitive. Because I've seen over recent weeks and months a whole range of different figures from the dairy sector, from the producer end, again demonstrating that there are producers out there producing lower volumes of milk, lower yields per cow, accepting a lower price, but actually making bigger margins than some high volume producers selling 10,000 litres a cow, but with obviously large concentrate uses. What it shows to me is that there is so much opportunity for the industry to tailor their own business to maximise the gain that they can take out of it. And Dairy 2020 is really about building on all of this achievements in the past, most particularly the roadmap. But it's working throughout the whole supply chain, and that's why I'm really pleased that so many, virtually the whole supply chain, has signed up to it. You'll hear later the more greater detail about this. But this involves everybody from the owner of the cow, even below that really, the person who milks the cow, right through to the processor, the retailer, and indeed the exporter to those overseas opportunities. And it also creates great opportunity for the food industry more widely, because, and most of you know all this, but I never cease to be amazed how many different products can be derived from milk and then find their way into the food chain as some highly refined product. I mean, whey powder is a relatively easy example, but then there's work being done on milk proteins and all various other things, which you know more than I do, about how we can actually maximize the benefit from this incredible and very natural product.